Well, what a pleasure to be back with the Real Truth About Health. It's really quite an outstanding achievement what you people have put together, and it's my delight to join with you again this year. I thought we'd focus on treating the cause to prevent and reverse heart disease, which is really, I think, gets really at the foundation of really how we ought to treat this disease, which is the number one killer of women and men in Western civilization. Now, I wrote an editorial for the American Journal of Cardiology in September of 2010, and the title of it was, "Is the Therapy of Coronary Artery Disease the Radical Mastectomy of the 21st Century?" Now, what in the world did I mean by that? Well, you have to recall that the radical mastectomy was devised by William Halsted, who was a towering figure of a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And this was in 1882. And that operation removed all the breast, all the skin over the breast, all the muscles under the breast on that chest wall, and a radical lymph node dissection. The operation was radical. It was disfiguring. It was painful. And many women preferred to keep their lump in their breast rather than have this operation. Now, how does that relate to cardiovascular disease? Well, 40 years ago or more, we had the bypass surgery and we had stents. When at that time, heart disease was the leading killer of women and men in Western civilization. Now, 40 years later, with those innovations, the number one killer of women and men in Western civilization remains cardiovascular disease. And really, it's really quite remarkable what happened to the radical mastectomy, which was for 100 years, it was a standardized surgical error until in the 1970s, courageous young physicians began challenging the radical mastectomy. And I think the same thing is going to have to happen if we're going to move ahead in cardiology. We've got to challenge this, because with all due respect, with the pills that we use for heart disease, with the stents and with the bypass, none of those items have one single solitary thing to do with the causation of the illness. And when we look in hindsight, we've known for 100 years that there are multiple cultures in the planet Earth where cardiovascular disease is virtually non-existent. If you were to take your shingle as a cardiac surgeon and hang it out in rural China, the Papua Highlands, Central Africa, the Tarahumara Indians in northern Mexico, forget it. You better plan on selling pencils. These people don't have cardiovascular disease because why? They thrive on whole food, plant-based nutrition. And the question that I've had for several decades is, why haven't we brought that information to Western civilization? Why haven't we brought it to the United States of America? All right. Now, this is the oldest slide in my presentation. I take this in 1968. In 1968, I was leaving Vietnam, having spent a year there as a combat surgeon. And the reason I have this slide is to remind me to share with the audience that when we autopsy our young GIs who die of combat in Korea, it was interesting that of those average 20-year-olds, that 80% of them already had gross evidence of coronary artery disease that you could see without a microscope. Not enough for their cardiac events, but here you can see already at that young age, they had early disease. So that study was, interestingly enough, repeated 45 years later in 1999, this time looking at young women and men who have died of accidents, homicides, and suicides between the ages of 17 and 34. And now, early coronary artery disease is ubiquitous. Again, not enough yet to cause their cardiac events, but here at this young age, it is established. So it's really not a great surprise that if those individuals are eating the same diet into their 40s and 50s, we now begin to see this absolute tsunami of cardiovascular disease. Now, it was about, let's see, it was about 17 years ago or more that I was moderating a panel in the West Coast. And Lou Culler, who is a chairman of public health at the University of Pittsburgh, was on the panel. And on the panel that day, he made this following statement. All males 65 years and over, and all females 70 years and over, who have been exposed to the traditional Western diet, have cardiovascular disease and should be treated as such. So if there are any of you in this audience today who are over the age of 17, rest assured that if you have been eating the typical Western diet, you have been forming the foundation of cardiovascular disease. Now, this is kind of fascinating from a historical standpoint. In World War II, it was characteristic that when the Germans overran the Low Countries of Holland and Belgium, and they occupied Denmark and Norway, it was characteristic that the Germans would take away for their troops the livestock. So for these Western European nations, their cattle, their sheep, their goats, their pigs, their chickens, their turkeys were gone. And suddenly, these Western European nations now became plant-based. And it was Drs. Strom and Janssen writing in England's leading medical journal, The Lancet, in 1951. They looked at the deaths from heart attack and stroke in Norway during this time period. So let's do this. Let's start together on the left-hand side of this slide. And in 1927, you can see deaths from heart attack and stroke going up. 1930, going up. 1935, going up. 1939, whoop, in come the Germans. Down goes the death rates. 1941, down go the death rates. 1940. But look what happened in 1945. There was the death of Adolf Hitler, the cessation of hostilities in the European theater, and immediately back comes the meat, back comes the dairy, back come the strokes, and back come the heart attacks. Really a profound change, but we just didn't get it.